Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the UFlex Limited Q2 and H1 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Arihant Capital Markets Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ashvath Rajan from Arihant Capital Markets Limited. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you. On behalf of Arihant Capital, I welcome you all to Q2 and H1 of FY26 earnings conference call of UFlex Limited. Hope you all are safe and healthy. From UFlex management team, we have with us Mr. Rajesh Bhatia, Group President and CFO, Mr. Surajit Pal, Vice President and Head of IR. I now hand over the floor to the management for their opening remarks, and then we would have the Q&A session. Without further ado, over to you, sir.
Thank you, Ashvath. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today for Q2 FY26 earnings conference call of UFlex Limited. Let me draw your attention to the fact that on this call, our discussion will include certain forward-looking statements, which are predictions, projections, or other estimates about future events. These estimates reflect management's current expectations about the future performance of the company. Please note that these estimates involve several risks and uncertainties that could cause our actual results to differ materially from what is expressed or implied. I would now request Mr. Rajesh Bhatia, Group President and CFO, for his opening remarks, following which we will open the forum for question-and-answer session. Over to you, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Surajit, and welcome to all the participants for the Q2 earnings call of UFlex. At the outset, I'd like to say that it's been a decent quarter considering that, and H1 considering that there are many headwinds in the H1 during the H1 period, which are like tariff, GST transition, extended monsoon. But overall, if I say, while the quarter has been flat in terms of revenue and EBITDA, we have on an H1 basis, the sales are up by 3%, the EBITDA is up 4%, and obviously the PAT is up much higher by about 150% H1 PAT, largely because of the impact of the currency translation losses we had in the YoY period. We have achieved in terms of the performance, again, the highest ever volumes at our aseptic packaging units during the H1 period, and we have a 5.5% growth on a YoY basis. But as we've said earlier, there's a limitation currently, which got over in October, whereby we commissioned our extended capacity to 12 billion packs a year, which will start sort of yielding results as the season sets in from January onwards. So we'll definitely have better volumes in the last quarter of FY26 and going forward in FY27 in the aseptic packaging business. We have also announced a new packaging film line at Dharwad, which was as part of our commitment when we had gone and set up the first line in Dharwad. And our agreement with the state government, whereby we were entitled to certain tax concessions, was that for a certain investment, level of investment, which we have to sort of fulfill. So we are adding another line over there. This time, this is a BOPP facility with a capacity of 54,000 tons a year. We are also quite advanced in terms of commissioning of our three other projects. One is that PET recycling in Noida. While I'm on the subject, I like to state that, you know, as per the latest guidelines now, because, you know, not much capacity has come up. So the government has said that, you know, whatever is the deficiency in this year, the industry will have to make it up in the next 3 years. So they'll have to maintain the levels, prescribed levels in those respective years. So FY26, they've been given an exemption that, you know, you whatever was your liability in FY26 with respect to, you know, the recycled, using the recycled content. So that has been deferred to the deferred for the next 3 years, and the subsequent years you still have to maintain. I think this was necessitated because, you know, the capacity addition what the industry actually requires for to comply with the guidelines is still not on the ground, and that's why the government took that view and, you know, sort of extended the timelines for such compliance. So they've not moved by a year. They've only said that the compliance remains, but okay, you can do it in the next year. So the next year, apart from that year's requirements, you'll also have to comply with the past deficiency. So in FY27 and FY28, I think they'll have to, everybody will have to comply the deficiency what they couldn't do in FY26. Egypt aseptic packaging will probably happen in towards end of FY26 or Q1 of FY27. And so is the WPP and at Mexico. So as we said, the top line addition with the new investments at an optimum capacity utilization levels for the four new projects, which include two of aseptic and one WPP and another PET recycling, is expected to be around 3,000 odd crores with an EBITDA of about 500 crores at a decent capacity utilization levels. Another notable thing that, you know, what has happened in India in H1 and Q2, so the trend goes that, you know, India is witnessing, you know, much higher level of both BOPET and BOPP imports. So just to give you a perspective, in H1 FY26, the BOPET imports in India are up about 120% YOY, and BOPP imports are up about 100% over the FY25 H1. Even the exports from India have come down in Q2. They're down marginally by about 18%, and BOPP is also down 22%, largely because of the fact that BOPP capacity, which got impacted by the fire at a major player's facility in the western part of the country. So that's the industry, you know, sort of scenario in India. In Europe also, we have seen that the exports, which were earlier happening into U.S., so, you know, because of the U.S. tariffs and all that, some of the exports have been diverted from China and other Southeast Asia countries to the Europe, and that's why our performance in the European territory in terms of the production and sales have been affected in Q2. In India also, because of the tariff, because of that 25% additional oil related tariff, we've been impacted because from India we export packaging material to USA, and we have you know, have had an impact of that, which we are partially, we have been able to pass on to the customer, but you know, still passing on the full 50% was not possible. So we currently have to bear the burn till the time you know, this duty of 25% on account of oil gets waived, which is likely to happen within this month. That's what our information is. So I think when you know, with the tariff being in place, rightful tariffs being in place, you know, the GST transition has happened. So in the GST transition, what has happened is, because we are a B2B player, so our customers would not order fresh spring. So they themselves are busy, you know, sort of ensuring that their existing stocks are sold, and they were not ordering new prints because, you know, you have to print the MRPs on the packs. So there was a lag impact there, but you know, all those things are now in place. And with the you know, direct and indirect tax cuts, I think the consumption will get definitely a boost in the quarters to come by. And this temporary transition impact which got hit us in Q2, I think is not going to be there in H2 or subsequent years. On the guidance for the rest of the FY26, I think because we had earlier given guidance of a 10% revenue increase, we'll have to relook at that, and it all probability it looks like that there'll be a 5% revenue increase for the year as a whole, with an EBITDA of about 1800 to 1850 crore kind of a range this year. And I think this is fairly achievable even based on a proportionate H1 sales and EBITDA numbers. And hopefully with the new capacities coming on stream, because the debt has already been more or less been added, with the new capacities coming on stream and incremental revenue will also give us more much higher EBITDA. So we will be having that impact in FY27 and beyond. So that in nutshell is the performance for the quarter and the outlook, you know, for the H2 and the FY27. I think we can, you know, anybody having any questions, I think we had happy to address them.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Aman Sonthalia from AK Securities. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Amanji.
Sir, my question regarding this liquid packaging, I think this quarter, compared to previous quarter, the utilization level was quite low. Because in the last quarter, I think our plant has run around 136%, and this time it is around 99%. And again, we have increased the capacity by 50%. So whether you are confident that we will run our plant at 100% utilization with the increased capacity?
गंसालिया जी, आप तो इतने अच्छे से जानते हो कंपनी को, तो बट स्टिल आई विल बी एबल टू आंसर दिस क्वेश्चन. यू नो, आई हैव ऑलवेज सेड दैट यू नो द सीजन फॉर दिस इज फ्रॉम जनवरी टू यू कैन से एट बेस्ट मिडल ऑफ ऑगस्ट. ओके, सो द सीजनैलिटी डज सेट इन, एंड इवन इन द प्रीवियस ईयर्स वी हैव सीन Q1 वर्सेस Q2, द वॉल्यूम्स वर ऑलवेज डाउन बिकॉज द सीजनैलिटी सेट्स इन. सो व्हेन आई से दैट यू नो फॉर द H1 पीरियड वी हैव डन 5.4% हायर सेल्स वॉल्यूम एंड वी प्रोड्यूस दैट मच मोर ऑल्सो. सो इट्स टू बी टेकन इन दैट रिस्पेक्ट. सो इफ यू कंपेयर Q1 वर्सेज Q2, येस यू विल सी अ डिप, बट दैट डिप इज हिस्टोरिक, इज ऑलवेज देयर एंड इज बिकॉज ऑफ द सीजनैलिटी एस्पेक्ट.
No, just I want to know actually in the off season whether we can plan something that in that period we can export more and get that extra business instead of running it at lower capacity utilization.
So that we do always, but seasonality also sets in those territories as well. And when it's a winter time for us, some of the territories we have in mind, we are not there today yet, like Europe and all, so and North America. So today we have to take care of their seasonalities as well as our seasonality. So this is the best that we can achieve under the current dispensation.
Sir, how is the margin in the BOPET and BOPP at the moment? Because I think because of the import, there is significant drop in the margin. So that imported quantity has already extinguished or it is still there and the margins are still very down?
नहीं, बोपेट में अभी मार्जिन्स बड़े हैं, तो बोपेट में अभी ग्रॉस लेवल पे करीब 20% मार्जिन है इंडिया में, और इसमें आई एम टॉकिंग अबाउट द बेस फिल्म, नॉट द वैल्यू एडेड एंड ऑल दैट, प्लेन वनीला. और बोपेट में करीब 30, बीओपीपी में करीब 30% मार्जिन है.
तो ये पिछले क्वार्टर में कितना था?
पिछले क्वार्टर में कम था बिकॉज इम्पोर्ट्स वर हैपनिंग, सो द डोमेस्टिक प्लेयर्स हैड नो ऑप्शन बट टू ऑल्सो रिड्यूस देयर प्राइसेस, सो दैट हैज चेक्ड इन द इम्पोर्ट्स. एंड दिस क्वार्टर फ्रॉम दैट परस्पेक्टिव विल बी बेटर.
तो सर ये जो यूएस ये चाइना इज डंपिंग देयर कैपेसिटी इन द इंटरनेशनल मार्केट इन द यूरोपियन मार्केट एंड अदर मार्केट. सो सिंस आवर लॉट ऑफ कैपेसिटी इज ओवरसीज, तो हम लोग इसको किस तरह से फेस करेंगे और किस तरह से मार्जिन हमारे बेटर होंगे, क्योंकि ये तो पूरे वर्ल्ड में डंप कर रहे हैं.
So I think that impact we have seen only in the last quarter. Earlier we were not seeing that huge impact of China or other Southeast Asian countries exporting to Europe. थोड़ा सा because of the US tariff things also that thing would have got changed a bit. तो थोड़ा अभी time लगेगा उसमें as to what is the clear position that will ultimately emerge out of this, as this has been a very very recent phenomenon only. Our volumes have definitely suffered in Egypt, and because the Egypt's export to Europe have been impacted, and beyond a point we know that this is temporary. We don't want to you know sort of get into a price war with matching with imports. So there's no point doing that.
So, sir, the margins are getting better or it is less than the previous quarter at the moment?
At the moment, Europe continues to suffer because of the higher imports.
And what about US and that Mexico market, the market?
US में कोई एक्सपोर्ट नहीं हो रहा है बिकॉज
नहीं, वहां लोकल जो हम लोगों का प्लांट है.
हाँ वो तो ठीक कर रहे हैं, वो तो आई थिंक देयर वॉल्यूम्स आर नॉट इम्पैक्टेड.
And
राधर मैक्सिको इस क्वार्टर में Mexico has seen better volumes in this quarter.
Okay. So that is making a reasonable profit.
Yeah, they are okay. Those businesses are okay.
और सर ये जो हमारे तीन प्रोजेक्ट हैं जो WPP का प्लांट है इजिप्ट का शिप्टो है एंड दैट रिसाइक्लिंग तो डू यू थिंक बाय मार्च ऑल दिस थ्री प्लांट विल बी ऑपरेशनल
मेरे को थोड़ा डाउट है जी अभी आई थिंक
तीनों टाइम का ओवररन होने का चांसेस है
थोड़ा सा टाइम बढ़ेगा आगे
ओके And even the recycling plant पे भी टाइम लगेगा क्या?
हाँ recycling plant हो जाएगा मार्च तक but आप मैंने बताया ना जैसे कि उसमें जो गवर्नमेंट की नई गाइडलाइंस आई हैं उसके अनुसार अभी जो ब्रांड ओनर्स हैं उनको बहुत ज्यादा चिंता करने की जरूरत नहीं है क्योंकि अगर इस साल में कुछ डेफिशिएंसी है उनकी वो अगले तीन साल में वो उसको मेकअप कर सकते हैं तो उससे कोई इम्पैक्ट नहीं आ रहा है ईयर में
नहीं तो उससे क्या हम लोगों के ऑर्डर्स कम हो जाएंगे रिसाइक्लिंग प्लांट में
ऑब्वियसली रिसाइक्लिंग के बिकॉज क्या होगा ना ब्रांड की ये अब हो जाएगी अगर मेरे को सरकार ने तीन साल का और समय दे दिया है तो मैं इसको अगले साल देख लूंगा कोई नहीं
ओके तो दिस रिसाइक्लिंग बिजनेस विल सफर फॉर द नेक्स्ट टू थ्री इयर्स
देखिए हमारा आना ही मार्च तक था अगर अगले साल इम्पैक्ट होता तो इशू होता अब क्या
अगले साल ठीक रहेगा क्या
अगले साल तो बेटर हो जाएगा ना उल्टा क्योंकि आपको पिछले साल का भी भरना है उसमें
ओके दैट इज व्हाई आई वांट मेरे को समझ आता
अगले साल का तो बेटर रहेगा प्रोस्पेक्ट क्योंकि आज तो कैपेसिटी ही नहीं है मार्च तक अगर कैपेसिटी आती है तो हम वी गो टू FY 27 तो FY 27 में तो कोई भी उनको एग्जम्पशन नहीं है
नहीं।
तो FY 27 में उनको FY 27 का भी करना है और अगर FY 26 का शॉर्टफॉल है वो भी करना है हाँ ये हो सकता है कि वो क्योंकि उनको तीन साल दे दिए हैं और उसमें ये नहीं लिखा कि तीन साल में आपको वन थर्ड ही डेफिशिएंसी करनी है तो हो सकता है वो और ज्यादा खींच लें वो डेफिशिएंसी
सर एक इम्पोर्टेंट चीज समझना था जैसे कि बॉटल ग्रेड रिसाइक्लिंग चिप बनाने वाले तो मेरे ख्याल से बहुत सारे मिल जाएंगे लेकिन ये जो पैकेजिंग ग्रेड का है जो हम लोगों का एक ब्रांड है शायद एसुक्लियस बोल करके है वो चीज बनाने वाले इंडिया में और कोई कंपटीटर है क्या हम लोगों के
सॉरी मैं आपका प्रश्न नहीं समझ पाया
नहीं जैसे बॉटल टू बॉटल जैसे बॉटल रिसाइकिल करके चिप बनाने वाले तो बहुत जन है लेकिन हम लोग जो रिसाइकिल करके जो पैकेजिंग ग्रेड का फ्लेक्सिबल पैकेजिंग के लिए जो बनाते हैं उसका और भी कोई है क्या कंपटीटर हमारे
100% है जी 100% है क्योंकि अल्टीमेटली अगर बॉटल को यूज करके आपने पहले चिप बनाया और चिप से फिर आपने फिल्म बनाया तो वो तो हमारे अलावा और भी प्लेयर्स हैं और आएंगे भी बिकॉज अगर रिसाइकल्ड रिसाइक्लिंग इज मेड मैंडेटरी तो सबको यही करना पड़ेगा जी
क्योंकि मेरे ख्याल से फूड ग्रेड के जो लाइसेंसेस मेरे ख्याल से बहुत कम को मिला हुआ है उसमें से जैसे हम लोगों को मिला हुआ है जो USFDA जो है
जी आज ना एवोल्यूशन स्टेज है इसमें चीजें सेटल होने में थोड़ा सा टाइम लगेगा सबको मिल जाएंगे जी कोई उसमें पहले मिल जाएगा किसी को बाद में मिल जाएगा बट गवर्नमेंट हैज टू एंश्योर दैट देयर इफ दे आर putting a stipulation कि आपको इतने प्रतिशत recycle करना है so they will ensure that otherwise brand owners कहाँ से करेंगे उसको recycling अगर material ये available नहीं है food grade FSSAI approved होगा सबका किसी का पहले होगा किसी का बाद में होगा
सर लास्ट क्वेश्चन है ये डेट को लेकर के सर ये डेट तो ऑलरेडी बहुत अच्छा खासा बढ़ चुका है और फिर नया एक प्लांट आ रहा 700 करोड़ का तो ये डेट के ऊपर में मैनेजमेंट का कोई प्लानिंग है कम करने का आगे
देखिए डेट का अभी जो एग्जिस्टिंग डेट है उसके ऊपर में अभी हमारे को करीब 950 करोड़ रुपया का FY 27 तक और डेट लगेगा टू कंप्लीट दीज प्रोजेक्ट्स
राइट
ओके
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Aman Santalia. May we request you to please rejoin the queue? We have participants waiting for the turn.
Okay. चलो एक ये आंसर दे देते हैं इनका मैम, सो दैट ही डजंट हैव टू फॉल इन क्यू. ये जो इन्होंने पूछा है लेट्स आंसर दे.
तो
करीब 1000 करोड़ रुपया अमन जी और एडिशनल डेट आएगा FY 2027 तक, और 1500 करोड़ का एग्जिस्टिंग डेट रीपे होगा टिल मार्च 2027. जो हमारी
शेड्यूल 500 करोड़ रुपया कम होगा लोन,
500 करोड़ रुपया FY 2027 की बैलेंस शीट में कम होगा.
ओके सर, थैंक यू.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prashant Rishi from Cascade Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Sir, what is the situation in terms of upcoming capacity in India for both BOPET and BOPP films?
So, BOPP mein kuch capacity FY27 mein आने की, और आई थिंक टू प्लांट्स आर कमिंग. BOPET में FY28 में आई थिंक देयर इज वन प्लांट विच इज कमिंग. और अभी बिकॉज ऑफ इंडस्ट्री, यू नो दैट यू नो वन ऑफ द लार्जेस्ट प्लेयर इन इंडस्ट्री वाज इंपैक्टेड बाय वेरी अनफॉर्चुनेट इंसिडेंट. So I think with that capacity now going off the table and being met through higher imports, so eventually I think there will be more announcements in that space from the other industry players also who will like to fill up that capacity.
Okay. So sir, BOPP mein the two plants that are coming, any idea how much would be the total capacity which is coming in?
8 lakh.
One lakh ton.
Understood,
sir. Last question, sir. Any visibility on when this China heavy import from China, both in India as well as Europe, by when that situation can ease? Kab tak relief milega? I mean, or to all players for that matter.
देखिए BOPP में क्योंकि shortage है, वो उसमें relief अभी नहीं मिलेगा. बट पेट में बिकॉज द इम्पोर्ट्स एंड द डोमेस्टिक प्राइसेस करंटली वॉट देयर दे यू नो एवरीबडी हु वॉज इम्पोर्टिंग हैज बर्न हिज हैंड्स. सो आई डोंट थिंक सो दैट देर बी फर्दर टेंडेंसी फॉर द पीपल टू इम्पोर्ट बिकॉज दे नो दैट इफ ये दे इम्पोर्ट एंड बाय द टाइम द इम्पोर्ट कम्स the domestic players would have adjusted their prices. So today also whatever they imported in the last quarter, they've been sitting on losses on that, because the domestic prices, the domestic producers had to cut their prices to mitigate that threat. So BOPET mein ruk jayega, BOPP mein because shortage hai to wo chalta rahega abhi. Till the time the new capacities come in India.
Okay. Understood. Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Before we take the next participant, reminder to everyone to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Kaushik Poddar from KB Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Yeah, you talked about the challenges last quarter. But if we look at the results of two comparable companies, one from the film side and one from the packaging side, Huhtamaki from the packaging and Cosmo First in the film side, both have shown much better result than what you have shown, what you have done. So can you explain the difference? Why is it so?
Okay. Let's first compare with Cosmo.
Yeah.
Cosmo has one line of BOPET and rest their entire capacity is the BOPP films.
Okay.
So they were the largest beneficiary of this unfortunate incident at
on the BOPP side, yeah.
On the BOPP, so they were the largest beneficiary. So as okay. I said that BOPP currently the margins are around 30% while the PET margins are about 20%. So obviously they, because of the short supply, which is being met by way of an imports. So they continue to get the maximum benefit because they have a much higher capacity. And their one of the new facilities came on stream around that period when there was a fire. So, you know, they actually had an existing capacity and their new capacity also came on to stream. So they've been clear beneficiaries of this shortfall position today. We have more of a BOPET capacity than the BOPP capacity. Our BOPP capacity in India is 33,000 tons, 31,200 tons in India versus our PET capacity of 110,000 tons in India.
Okay.
Okay.
The mix is adverse for you.
Sorry?
The mix is adverse for you compared to Cosmo.
But, you know, this adversity can at times, you know, depends on the situation also, na? अगर उनकी pet lines destroy हो जाती तो you know we would have been the major beneficiary of this. And vis-a-vis Huhtamaki, I think with the new management in the last 1 year, they restructured their whole business, so they have you know sort of stopped their some of the loss-making units. So they had a very wide spread out. So they closed some of those facilities and all. So I think there is a one-off impact which was due to come in this. But if you ask us that, you know, have they gained on volumes or have they gained on a price parameters better than us? No. They've only done, you know, restructuring in terms of closing the unviable unit and bringing the, you know, compressing their production facilities into a few core manufacturing units only.
Okay, fine. And the next question is, this year you are projecting, say, a 5% growth for the whole year, 5% revenue growth. Can we expect around 10% growth the next year at least?
So next year, I think we can expect 10% growth. Depends on the projects which come on stream, and the timing of that is quite key. I think we still have time to get to that. So more closer we are to you know commissioning of those facilities, I think we'll be able to give you more precise guidance.
Okay, and have we can we expect that the margin low we had seen last quarter from that level it will be better this quarter onwards?
This quarter, so that is where we've said that you know the total EBITDA for the whole year we now looking at 1800 to 1850 crore range only,
which was the case last year also.
Last year was 1700 odd crores.
Okay.
So this year may be slightly better, and we had earlier said that we are expecting in the range of 2000 to 2100 odd crores the EBITDA, driven by a 10% volume increase. But looking at the things the way they are now, I think we have no option but to revise our guidance to a top line of 5% growth and a bottom line of and an EBITDA of 1800 to 1850 crores range.
Okay, and as of now, you are holding back any projection for the next year?
Yes. We'll get to that in either at the end of the next quarter earning call. I think that will be more appropriate. We'll have more insight as to you know how the projects are taking shape.
Okay, but and as of now, all your four projects will be operational by first quarter of next year.
Oh, yes, I think Q1 should see definitely the all the projects getting commissioned. So out of four, one is already commissioned, the India aseptic facility. So now we have three remaining. For recycling, I think surely it will get commissioned by March. The other two, WPP and aseptic in Egypt, may go to Q1 FY27.
Okay. And on the this thing on the recycling front, you expect good capacity utilization from next year onwards, because your plant is coming anyway in March or so, March next year.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor and Company. Please.
Yeah, namaskar, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I hope I'm audible. Yeah, thank you. Yes, sir.
Much audible.
Okay, thank you. Sir, first, if you could just give some color on how the utilization levels have been for the first half across all the plants, across the geographies.
So, humne diya hai presentation mein. I think you can have a look. So, agar aap India ka dekhen, to India ka pichle quarter aur ye quarter same hi hai. Dubai is better. Egypt is just give me a moment.
Ye to number bata dijiye, dekhiye.
Ah, right. Nahi, ye FY25 kab ka hai? Galat hai na? Okay. So we have on a year-on-year basis, we have seen India is better, Dubai is better, Egypt, as I said earlier, is down on a YOY basis. Nigeria on a Q&Q basis is up, but little bit down on YOY basis. And then we have Poland down on a Poland down, Hungary down, and Mexico is up. So on an overall basis, on a YOY basis, we are minus 6% in production volume in the packaging film business.
Right. Sir, when we look at the employee cost also and the other cost efficiency measures which will directly flow to the bottom line, have we structured out any such project of cost efficiencies, because we are a very large organization across several geographies. So there are several costs which may be rationalized, and in these times when the going is tough. So any project on which we are working wherein we are looking to lower the cost or improve efficiency?
So we keep on doing the, you know, that as an ongoing exercise. Usme koi bhi doubt nahi hai. We keep on doing that. So there is no specific one-off task that we take to, you know, sort of do that. We're pretty well aware of what are the manpower costs. So, you know, at times there are manpower, even if the project is delayed in commissioning and you've hired the people based on a particular target of commissioning, but now you have to hold on to them. No, you can't say, if my project is delayed by 3 to 6 months, I'll ask the people to go and again hire them. That's not going to happen. So we pretty much aware of where we can save costs, and we keep on, and that's an ongoing exercise that, you know, we undertake.
And then the duty protection, yeah, please, yeah.
That there is always more focus on as to how to increase the top line, how to improve the margins, which are always in any business our largest mover, needle movers, as compared to, you know, cutting some of the costs here and there and demotivating the whole organization. I've seen in many organizations people try to cut costs in the travel, in this and all that. And I think if we focus on the right energies in a growing business, you'll ultimately feel better off. Yes, there were headwinds which we all know during this first half of the year. And I think with all of them are now behind us, we'll see better. If we all believe that, you know, in India with the recent what the government has done, there'll be a consumption boost. So we as a packaging industry will have a major our share in that growth as well.
Right. So then secondly, on the duty protection part, so since we are seeing a lot of dumping from various geographies into the country, you mentioned about BOPP as well as for BOPET also significant quantity in percentage terms. So are we looking for any duty protection of ADD or think we are moving through the association on the same or what is the current
we are taking? You know, none of the businesses are impacted in such a way that, you know, they are bleeding. So, I think the government looks at such kind of a request only when the industry is down in dumps. It's not. So, I think there is, hopefully that time should not come, but currently I don't think so there is anything that can, you know, happen. Otherwise, you know, recently you would have seen last few days, the government has taken lot of polymer items from a QCO. So there is no more BIS required for import of those items into the company. So that's more a relief to China being given, and that impacts large refiners and all that where POY, PSF, all of those businesses which were protected because of BS norms compliance, you know, may see a higher level of imports because that QCO order has been withdrawn across a very large gamut of the items.
Okay. So does that affect anyway in the packaging industry or the film industry also? Okay, I am not aware of that. Okay. So what is this pertaining to, sir? This is pertaining to the raw material, but if you can explain for the benefit.
So there are a lot of polymers like POY, PSF, then even your, you know, PTA, MEG, which were you know, you had to have BIS compliance certification, they have all been taken off the list, which means that from here on, there is no BIS certification required when you import those items. And this not being done only for China, this is done for all the countries. There'll be increased competition, at least in the polymer industry, from the imports.
Okay. And last 2 points, sir, about this new plant, the BOPP plant. I think so you were mentioning about that we had some obligation to set up this plant. So, what are the exact metrics for the same? I think it's a 750 crore rupees project that we are undergoing. Mm-hmm. And what would be the timeline for the same? And
aayega aapka FY28 mein.
Achha. Okay.
Dharwad mein hi aayega. So there are some benefits being given under the state policy for the when you meet a certain investment criterion. So we'll get those benefits for this facility.
And again, sir, the demand matrix works for us to add an existing line. Since we do not have a larger proportion of BOPP, that is also a correct understanding.
देखिए बीओपीपी की साउथ इंडिया में एक ही लाइन है शायद, तो बीओपीपी की साउथ इंडिया में जो ट्रेवल कर रहा था वो वेस्ट से ज्यादा ट्रेवल कर रहा था साउथ में, और वेस्ट की काफी कैपेसिटी बिकॉज ऑफ दैट फायर हैज गॉट इम्पैक्टेड. सो यू नो वो कब आएगी, वो रिप्लेनिश होगी, कैसे होगा एंड ऑल दैट. विद ऑल दोज क्वेश्चन मार्क अराउंड, आई थिंक द अदर इंडस्ट्री प्लेयर्स मे बेस्ड ऑन देयर यू नो सॉर्ट ऑफ बिजनेस प्रूडेंस में टेक इन्वेस्टमेंट डिसीजन.
सही है सर, थैंक यू सर फॉर द एलेबरेट ऑल एलेबरेट आंसर. ओनली पॉइंट ऑफ मैंने फॉर अस फॉर इन्वेस्टर इज दैट गेट नंबर विच कंसोलिया सर वॉज ऑल्सो मेंशनिंग कि टेकिंग गेट ऑल्सो इन टू अकाउंट एनी प्रोग्रेसिव वे बाई विच डू वी हैव एनी थिंग इन द कंसिडरेशन वेर वी कैन लोअर द डेट फास्टर और वी विल फॉलो दैट आई थिंक सो सम 2.5 डेट टू एबिटा सम नंबर यू हैव गिवन अर्लियर. That is what we will follow the path we are going ahead.
I definitely don't feel ji ki that 2.5x is an achievable number, which that will have to be predicated upon ki, you know, as I said, by FY27, if there are no further investment proposals, the debt gets down by 500 crores. From a current level of the debt, which is 7,750 crores, the okay. net debt. But you know, if you take that in the context of the additional EBITDA that we can make from this, so if we have an EBITDA of 2,500, 2,600 crore, and the debt is 7,300 odd crores. Divided by 2,600 crore, then we are looking at a 2.8x. Now, as you do the business and as the opportunities come, there may be more investments decisions in the future as well. So, based on the current metrics, I think we can look at around close to three numbers when the EBITDA from these new investment also kicks in.
Okay, sir. So just to take the industry prospect, this is the nature of doing film business that we need to carry this amount of debt along, and growth is only be possible from the debt oriented way. That is how in globally also the film manufacturers do business, because in other players we see that the debt numbers are not exactly that high. Just to understand, sir, कि हमारा structure ही ऐसा है कि perpetual debt में रहना पड़ेगा अगर grow करना है तो.
नहीं, हम लोग तो कुछ ना कुछ कोशिश करते रहते हैं equity भी कर लें, तो अगर वो हो जाता है तो फिर you know there may be other plans around that if that money also gets raised. आपको मालूम है कि हम लोग 3 साल पहले भी लिस्ट करने का कर रहे थे, अभी भी मार्केट्स वी आर रेगुलर इन टच विद आवर बैंकर्स इन यूएस, अभी भी फॉर द पब्लिक मार्केट्स दे आर सेइंग दे आर नॉट गिविंग अस द कॉन्फिडेंस, एंड ऑल्सो बिकॉज ऑफ द फैक्ट दैट यू नो व्हेन यू वर वर्किंग ऑन दोज नंबर्स योर एबिटा इन दोज ईयर्स इन योर इंटरनेशनल बिजनेस वॉज एट अ हाइएस्ट लेवल. Now, thereafter, the business performance has suffered because of multiple reasons in the global part of the balance sheet. Chahe wo Nigeria ka devaluation ho, chahe. The fact of the matter is at a PAT level, you know, those businesses are still, because those businesses are only packaging film business, what we were taking to the market. And that time their profitability, their multiples, everything was different. Today they are different. So, but we'll do at an opportune time. Kuch na kuch to, you know, there'll be opportunities in the next couple of years. So then that will be a good opportunity to have cash on the balance sheet and use that cash to do further investments rather than, you know, taking further debt onto the balance sheet.
And for the standalone level, sir, taking into account, although we have not seen any fresh offering from the film segment, though there are lot of fundraising exercise happening across the country. The IPO market, we follow on public market, all are at lifetime high. So does it warrant any merit for us to go for equity raising or at the company level here, projecting of what we are projecting in terms of the profitability graph 2 years down the line? And does film industry command to change? Yeah, yes, sir.
So company level pe, I don't think so that's going to happen. Given the current shareholding level of the promoter family. But at a subsidiary level, you know, this may be a possibility. But I can only say up to this. Beyond that, you know, there
yes,
is...
Yes, sir, I can end. Yes, sir. Even that is a distant possibility, not that is a turant hone ka nahi.
Yes.
That you have already alluded to.
Yeah.
Correct, sir. Hope for better times, sir. Next time when we speak.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you. All the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you again, sir, for the detailed presentation and all the requirements for investors' education. That awareness part is very well conducted. So thanks
thank
to both Suraji, sir, and Pandeji and Vadiaji for taking care of your investors in this aspect at least.
Thank you, G.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Aman Sundaria from AK Securities. Please go ahead.
Sir, actually there are a lot of new capacities are coming in BOPP film. So again, we are setting up a BOPP film by 2028, and as per my understanding, that lots and lots of capacity is coming. So by the time our capacity comes, there are fair chances that there will be very high overcapacity in the market. So whether it is viable to set up a plant?
Amanji, aap ye mante ho ki, you know, ek bahut badi capacity का गैप हुआ है इंडिया में, ओके? तो obviously people will try to fill up that capacity. अब कौन पहले कर ले, कौन बाद में कर ले, the point is हम लोग इसमें काफी efficient हैं लगाने में, तो हो सकता है कि हम पहले कर ले या कोई दूसरा पहले कर ले, 3 महीने का गैप हो. Yes. I can only say that it's not only us, it is the other people also who are seeing this opportunity and will put up the capacities. But growth bhi to ho raha hai na. Ek to growth bhi to aapko fulfill karna padega na. So I know what you are saying is, but can you always time them? If there is some business where you have to stay relevant, you don't have to make your market share drop. So you have to, you know, look at, you can't time the market. Dekhi, kabhi bhi aap time karoge na ki jab best time hoga kisi industry ko mein invest karne ka, when the returns are high. We see it in COVID times. Bopet mein bahut jyada returns thi. Sab ne paise lagaye, sab ne invest kiya, and look where are we now. In FY24 where we were, uske baad to phir bhi 25 mein better hua hai aur 26 mein bhi theek hai. बट ये तो साइकल्स एक इंडस्ट्री में आते रहेंगे. आप इसको टाइम बिल्कुल नहीं कर सकते जी. जैसे स्टॉक मार्केट में आपको बोलते हैं ना, एसआईपी करो ताकि वो जो फ्लक्चुएशंस हैं उनसे आप बचे रहो. तो ऐसे ही डिपेंडिंग ऑन कि इंडस्ट्री में क्या कैपेसिटी यूटिलाइजेशन लेवल चल रहा है, उस तरह से अनफॉर्चुनेटली पिछली बार क्या हुआ बोपेट में, बोपेट आफ्टर द लोज इन 15-16 धीरे धीरे कैपेसिटी यूटिलाइजेशन अक्रॉस इंडस्ट्री लेवल बढ़ता चला गया और लोगों ने प्लांट्स अनाउंस नहीं किए थे. व्हेन द कैपेसिटी यूटिलाइजेशन लेवल्स अक्रॉस द इंडस्ट्री हैड इवन इंप्रूव्ड टू 80% अबव, उसके बाद कोविड आ गया. Because the utilization levels were already high, people made extraordinary profit those couple of years. Uske baad mein sab log with the money already earned, everybody came to install new capacities. So I think jo SIP wala halat hai na, wohi hamare business mein bhi hai. If you want to remain relevant and retain your market share, to aapko wait nahi karna ki aaj market acha hai to main invest karun. Rather, I always feel ki aapko tab invest karna chahiye market mein jab aapki industry mein aur koi invest na kar raha ho, aur jab jo cycle change hoga, jab tak aap 2-3 saal mein plant lagaoge, you will have the gains. Now we had the gains, humne jo plant lagaye, chahe wo Nigeria mein lagaya, chahe wo humne Poland mein lagaya, chahe wo humne Hungary mein lagaya, wo wahan timing hamari theek ho gayi kyunki COVID aa gaya aur ekdam se demand supply ka jo gap create hua because of your supply chain getting disruption, ekdam se wo benefit mil gaya hame un pehle 2 saal mein. So we had a head start to this, but humne ye thoda socha tha ki wo head start aise milega, wo to ho gaya fortunately. So isme jyada bahut jyada soch vichar ka nahi hai, aapko continuously in the line of business where you are, you have to remain relevant and you have to protect your market share.
Sir, ye Bopet ka over capacity kab tak khatam hone ki ummeed hai?
Yaar, aapko ye jyada pata mere se. Aap mere ko educate karo, isme to another 2 years, I think.
It will take another 2 years. Sir, ye hum log loan ko restructure nahi kar sakte.
I'm guided by you on this because you have more insight.
No, sir. And sir, whether we can restructure our loan to reduce our rate of interest?
Rate of interest to apne aap kam hote jaate hain, aur kya karna hai sir? Wo to sare floating rate of interest hai na. Wo to apne aap kam ho rahe hain. Chahe wo dollar ke ho, chahe wo Indian ke ho, India ke ho.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
Thank you for joining us today. We appreciate your time, questions and continued support. The transcript of this call will be made available shortly on our website at www.uflexlimited.com. We value this platform as it enables us to engage meaningfully with our investors and stakeholders, and look forward to keeping you updated on our progress in the coming quarters. Wishing you all a pleasant day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Arihant Capital Markets Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.